welcome to the Pastor's Cut podcast for the week of June 2nd. And actually, this is a podcast that's going to cover all of summer 2024, introducing a new teaching series today, as we typically do. And we'll dip our toe into the text for June 2nd. This is our Pastor's Cut. And as we do at the beginning of a teaching series, I'm going solo today, but I have my wingman, Brad, here with me.
Hi.
It's just you and me.
I
like being it, just you and me.
Well, you know, there are advantages, yes.
There are advantages. And I do have a question for you, Brad.
Yes, sir.
Do you like camping?
I love camping.
Okay. I hate camping. So do you...
Glamping. Okay, well,
do you know...
We got that out of the way.
We got that out of the way. Do you know, by any chance, the five C's of survival?
Only because I've seen your graphic.
Oh, man.
I don't know that I have them all memorized. One of them is fire. One of them is shelter. One of them is a rope. There's an axe and...
And none of those start with a C. I mean, you're really on a roll.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the images that are used. So
I've not heard of this as we began to talk about this teaching series, where it's called The Essentials, by the way. I was talking with Greg Dean, our graphic artist, and he said, well, when I thought about The Essentials, I thought about the five C's of survival, the essentials that you need in order to survive. And I was like, I have never heard of this before because I hate camping.
You have more essentials than that.
Okay, well. So I said, do tell me about these five C's. So here's the five C's. And I would say not only survival, but probably anytime you camp, you need these. You need a cutting tool, either a folding knife, an axe, something to cut with. Okay. You need combustion. Mm-hmm. You need something to start a fire with in order to stay warm. You need cordage. You need string, rope to tie things with. So you need cutting tool, combustion, cordage, container. You need something to store, especially water, something to contain and store and sterilize water. And then you need a covering, whether it's a tarp or a tent, something in that. So that really kind of covers it, doesn't it? I guess if I were going camping, this is what you'd need to take with you, the essentials. A cutting tool, combustion, cordage, container, and a cover. And by the way, Brad, where do you like to camp?
Broken Bow has got my attention.
You know, that's where the Klingons first
That's where Bigfoot lives too, you know.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kind of the crossroads there of everything. So those are the five C's of survival. Now, stepping back, the teaching series for this summer is going to be pretty simple. This is a series that's not really a series. There's no theme tying all these texts, and we're going to be in this teaching series for about 13 weeks. But these are passages of Scripture that I would refer to as the essentials, based on a number of things. As a pastoral counselor, when people come to me in difficult times, and they'll say, where can I go in the Scripture to deal with this, to know what to think, to know what to believe, to know how to pray? And so I'll take them to essentially one of these passages of Scripture. The issues that come to us in life, building the fruit of the Spirit, abiding with God, any of these things that are part of being a disciple of Jesus, I would say that these handful of Scripture, and by the way, this is just my own list. Probably if you were to talk to 20 pastors, you'd get 25 different lists. But these are, for me, essential passages in the Bible that every Christian ought to know and have ready access to, so when something comes up, I have a place to go to discover not only what the Scripture says, but what's on the mind of God. So what I'm going to do for just a few minutes today, and this won't be a long podcast, but I do want to walk through these essential texts and just give you a clue of where we're going and why. So the series is going to open June 2nd. It's going to be the first teaching of this series. And we're going to start in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6, starting in verse 10, says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, and put on the full armor of God. So this is, and if I want to kind of strain that that whole idea of the essentials, this is our covering. We need something to cover us. We need something to protect us. And Ephesians 6, from verse 10 all the way down to verse 17, talks about the armor of God. And you've heard me say this before. God does not call us to stay safe. He calls us to be strong. And so on June 2nd, we're going to walk through Ephesians 6, this image that Paul gives of Roman armor, and we'll translate that a little bit into our own language today. But what do these things mean? How do we equip ourselves and cover ourselves to live in the strength of the Lord on a daily basis? And I really want to hit this. We need to remember that we are not fighting against physical forces. Everything we encounter as a follower of Jesus is spiritual in its essence. And so if we're going to fight a spiritual battle, we need the spiritual equipment. So that's how the series will start. Then the next week, and I'm not going to go through each one of these, but I'll just kind of skip over like a stone skipping over a pond while you're camping. Skip over some of these this summer. June 9th, we're going to spend time in the Lord's Prayer. This is an essential passage of Scripture. And on this note, I will say, of all the texts we're going to cover this summer, you probably have the Lord's Prayer memorized. But for those of you who are really spiritually audacious, I would encourage you each week, memorize the passage of Scripture that we're dealing with, either before I teach it on Sunday or afterwards. These are essentials. And not only would it be a good idea to know where to find it in your Bible, but it would be a good idea to put this Scripture in your heart. If you say, wait, memorizing 13 passages of the Bible is too much for me, you may be right. Maybe you choose one a month or one this summer and put it in your heart and put it in your mind. One of the others that we're going to deal with in June is going to be Philippians 4, 4 through 8. I rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Do not be anxious about anything, but pray about everything. One of the key points of this teaching, and we'll get to this one on June 30th, is fear is the farthest point from God. We talk about wanting to be close to God. Well, when we're afraid, that is the farthest point from God. And so what does it mean to overcome that fear, to pray about everything, to be anxious about nothing, and then through that, in growing through our troubles, not avoiding them, we actually get closer to Christ. So then we're going to get into July, and I will point out from the month of July, one passage that we'll talk about is Galatians 5. Galatians 5 is the fruit of the Spirit, and this is, in fact, I try regularly just to rattle off these fruit of the Spirit in front of the church, for the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Notice a couple of things. This is the fruit of the Spirit. These are things that only God's Spirit can produce in us. I am not capable of producing love on my own. I'm not capable of producing joy. The Holy Spirit in me, though, helps those things to be produced in my life. And this is ultimately the kind of person God wants me to be. He doesn't want me just to be a person who goes to church every Sunday. While that is right and good, He doesn't want me to just clock time in my Sunday school class or in my community group. God wants to transform my character, to take this scrawny kid from West Texas named Darren Spoo and transform him to be more like Jesus Christ. That's a lifelong process. And if our lives are not being more filled with love, joy, peace, patience at all, we are not moving in the direction that God has intended for us. So you see, again, these are essential passages. Now in August, I'm going to take time, and most of these passages will be from the New Testament, but in August, I'm going to take time to focus on three passages from the Psalms. This is the prayer book of the Bible. And these are essential passages in terms of how we pray. So Psalm 51 is absolutely essential. It is a confessional psalm. It's laying before God all of our sins. In fact, go to a monastery a couple times a year. Every morning, the first prayer of the day, the monks will say, they'll gather together, they'll recite it in Latin, but they'll start every day with Psalm 51. Not a bad way to start the day, to start the day in confession. Then we're going to jump up to Psalm 139, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. This is an essential passage. We need to remember to live in awe. If life becomes boring, if life becomes mundane, if life becomes rote, then we are not living in light of eternity. God's creation, His goodness to us, should always result in awe. And that's an essential element to our character, an essential passage in the Bible to know. And then we'll spend time in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. And there are five attributes given immediately following that, that as I bless God, here are the things about God and about my relationship for which I can be grateful. It's an essential passage of the Bible. So now Brad is hearing all this for the first time. I've been living in this for a couple of months as I've planned this teaching series, as I've outlined it, as I've began to put together the messages. Brad, I'm wondering, as a first hearer of this, is this clear? Any questions? Is it confusing? What do I need to explain maybe a little bit more? These are essential passages of the Bible that I believe every Christian ought to know. Or if you were to pick a passage that you would say would be essential, what would that be? I'm catching you completely off guard, I know that.
No, that's fine. I should be able to respond intelligently. I do think the admirable thing is you've taken sections of Scripture so that it's not taking one verse out of context
yes.
and basing your theology around what may or may not be the intent of that Scripture. So I think your approach is very, very solid. I like it a lot. My favorite verse in the Bible is in Galatians. It's 2:20. I think it sums up what the essence of Christianity is. I think the sixth chapter of Romans, when we talk about dying to self and we never quite understand what that means, is that really even a concept in Scripture? Well, the first 25 verses of Romans 6 is all about something dying, and that's us spiritually, so that Christ's life lives in us. And that concept is incredibly valuable.
That's
because,
right.
because, not because it's my favorite Scripture, because it's the hardest thing in the world to do, but without that, we're just trying to be better versions of ourselves. And that is not Christianity.
That's right.
Psychology.
That's right.
And it's not invaluable, but it's not Christianity.
Jesus didn't come to make bad people good. He came
no.
to make dead people alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And exactly.
That's exactly right. So as you know, we're talking about this, I'm thinking if I'm teaching this as a community group leader, maybe one of the ways that I would roll this out is to say, hey, before we look at what Darren has labeled to be these essential passages,
mm-hmm.
what for you has become an essential passage? Because, again, different pastors will come to different conclusions. Different Christians will come to different conclusions. And to say, this passage has been essential for me, share that. And as community group leaders, you may even want to deputize your people one each
yeah.
Sunday to say,
create a book.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
Create a logbook for your community group. Say, these are essential passages for us. I'm not meaning to end the conversation to say these are the quintessential passages. I'm wanting to start the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be doing another podcast here not too long, a video podcast in which we're walking through the book of Acts during the midweek update. And one thing that the early Christians did in Acts chapter 15, when there was a controversy about circumcision, what it means for Gentiles to become Christians, they went back to the apostles and they said, we need your help to make decisions. You're the original followers of Jesus. What should we do? They went back as far as they could to the source. And so that's what we do as we go to the Scripture. We go back to the source, the teachings of the prophets and Moses and the apostles, to go back to the source to say, here's how we live life in our own day and time. Let me add one more thing to this. I would encourage you, and I'm going to do this over the course of the summer during my midweek update. Can you tell I'm doing a little plug for the midweek update?
Well, hey, you got the mic. Why
Listen,
not?
If you want to know what's going on in the church, it's real simple. Every Wednesday at 11 o'clock on Facebook, we email it out to all of our folks. I say, here's the three things you need to know. Two chapters in the Bible to read and one way to pray. What I'm going to do this summer, so I'm going to start this teaching on June 2nd. So the week before that, during the midweek update, I'm going to say, here's how I'm going to ask you to pray this week. I'm going to ask you to pray in light of what I'm going to teach on Sunday. So I want you to pray through Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17. Have that be your prayer. And I'm wondering that if we were to pray the scripture before I come to teach the scripture on Sunday, if that will not transform our worship, if that will not prepare us as we've prayed through this, now it's taught to me, and there's a deeper understanding, something that goes beyond my mind, to get down to my spirit as I'm taught the scripture, these essential passages. All right, Brad, we good to go?
I believe we are.
Let's go to Broken Bow. Let's go camping. You sold me.
All right.
Cool. I want to camp now.
All right.
I do not.
Call your bluff. Let's go.
When I was a youth minister back in the day, we took the kids camping. I was a youth minister at First Baptist Church, El Dorado, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Took the kids camping one night, and that's when I stopped being a youth minister. I said, that's it. Can't do it. I'm out. I admire those who can do it.
I understand.
The closest sense, we've gone over to Arkansas. There's a little place not too far from Fort Smith where you can rent a yurt.
Uh-huh.
Have you rented a yurt before?
I have not, but I've seen them.
It's about the closest I ever want to get to camping again. It's a great big wooden floor, huge dome tent, all climate controlled, all that. That's about as close to camping as I ever want to get again.
Well, I think one of the tricks and the secrets of a successful camping trip is picking a time of the year when misery is more avoidable.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah.
So what is that time of the year?
Fall for me is, really, it's the rain is not quite as unpredictable as it is in the spring.
Yeah.
The temperatures are better. If you go when it's just slightly cold, you avoid the ticks and the snakes. So, And the fish are more, for me, I always combine fishing and camping at the same thing. So fishing in the cooler temps is also a better deal. Fresh trout that you caught that morning for lunch is unbeatable.
So I love being outside, by the way. So hanging out outside all day, fishing, all that sounds great. It just comes when in the evening I want to go in and lay in a bed and have running water.
Yeah.
Call me silly.
No, that's not silly. It's just a personal preference.
It's just a personal preference. All right, well, that's it for the summer. Let's jump into the essentials. And again, if you're teaching this, I want you to think creatively about how you can draw your people into contributing to this conversation. And maybe even one Sunday, instead of covering the passage that I have, maybe you say, I want to cover this passage because I think this is essential. And let it flow out of your heart, too, and that makes for the best teaching. All right, that's it. It's just me and Brad, so may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, and may God grant you peace, now and forever. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. There is a boat. Yeah.